It's on the way. Plenty of leg. Good!
It's football time in the Bluegrass. You're listening to the KSR Football Podcast.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. It's the KSR Football Podcast. Back in action. How's everybody doing today? How are you, Austin?
I'm fantastic.
You look just ecstatic, and I like the swag you're rocking today with the team-issued apparel.
Yeah, I'm ready to suit up right now.
You look like you just came out of a workout. Were you out kicking?
Yeah, I was.
And how'd it go?
It was good.
Did you miss any?
No, I never miss.
Never. I've never seen you miss.
I was kicking, too.
You were not. You were selling insurance. I can tell by looking at you.
There you go.
And if you look at me, you probably thought I was asking for change on the side of Nicholsville Road. But that's where I am today.
Hey, you can make good money doing that.
Can.
Yeah, many people are saying that. You also look like you just got back from Nashville, Charles Walker.
I did get back from Nashville. Was there to support the Cats and had a little fun doing so.
Yeah, I'm glad you boys survived.
Yes.
I'm jealous I didn't get to go. The FOMO was real all weekend, but it's good to see you all here. I worried about you.
It was Friday night, got a little rowdy. Met Chuck out and about. It was the talk of the town, really. Everywhere we went, people just followed. It was almost like the Beatles. Something like that.
Someone may have or may have not karaoke'd.
Yeah, someone also just like secretly slid out because he hit a wall and was like, buddy, you got to cover a football game tomorrow. You need to get the hell out of here. But I did get convinced to karaoke at...
Oh, don't say you got convinced. Right when we walked in there, you put your name in and then gave the guy money to go next. What are you talking about? Let's not act like you were convinced to do it.
Okay, I may or may not have... Yes, okay. So I wrote my name in as soon as he walked in. It was the Printer's Alley one, though, so it wasn't like...
It wasn't mainstream.
It wasn't the big Broadway one where you got to be, like, talented, you know?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Just go in there and scream into a microphone, which I did. And, folks, I think I've got to retire my karaoke song.
Why are you going to retire
it? I wasn't
feeling it. My Humps?
No, it's Roses by Outkast. It's been my go-to for years, and it just didn't feel right. I went up there, and I gave it my all, but it didn't have the same.
Maybe you're too eager.
It's like in Rookie of the Year when Rosengartner loses his power and can't throw.
Yeah, I tried to do the microphone hump, too, and it just didn't really...
You tried the microphone hump.
Oh,
he definitely did the microphone hump.
You know, you're married and you have a child on the way.
No, but you got to use the stand as a prop. You got to, like, get real low and you got to shake it spinning around.
Uh-huh.
So it's like your date, you know, you're twirling it around. And I just, even, it just, the chemistry wasn't there with the microphone. I don't know if it's because I was in that godforsaken state of Tennessee that I was just a little off my game, but it just... It wasn't all the way there, Chucky. You didn't get to witness my best performance.
It was good.
That,
I mean, it was
apologize.
Good.
Yeah, you know.
I think old age is getting you, man. You just need to accept it. I've accepted it. You just can't hold microphones like you used to.
I think I just need to change it up. I think I just need a new song. If I do that, I'll really get a little bit more enthusiastic. But from someone who's never seen me karaoke before, Charles, I need you to grade my performance.
I'm going to go... I mean, I like the song, but... When we're in Nashville, I just feel like you got a karaoke country song. I'm going to give you a 7.7.
See, that is – you're way too kind. I should be my own harshest critic, but if it was Eddie Grand back there, he would have pointed out that, you know what, the hips just weren't loose right there. And you got to be able to cover your basics. It's like what he said about Chris Rodriguez. Great game, but you missed the blitz pickup.
I mean, you got the crowd into it, though. You got the crowd into it.
Okay.
So
it was at least that. But we did enjoy quite a few cocktails. It's a good thing I Irish get bad, because if I did not, I was going to feel very rough the next morning. You, however, though, just powered right on through into the game.
Anything for the Cats.
What was it like to be able to enjoy a cold adult beverage legally while watching the Kentucky Wildcats play football?
It was pretty nice because, one, people do it at Kroger Field anyways, let's be honest.
Yes, yes.
But the university is not making any money on that.
Right.
At least Vanderbilt is making something.
What kind of selection did they have?
Mostly domestics, 16-ounce cans.
I heard they were $9. Is that report true?
Yeah, 9 or 8, something like that.
I'd pay $9 for a cold domestic at a UK football game.
I would.
I'd probably pay it several times over and over.
I think that was the case for me.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is not only did it make the game more entertaining, but it also provided its own entertainment later on. And, Charles, feel free to lie to me and tell me that you started the Cup Snake.
Oh, I did not, but they were right behind me.
Did you contribute?
Yes, absolutely.
We wondered today on their morning show what age group started it. Were they college
anywhere
kids?
Anywhere from 20 to 32.
Oh, wow.
It was an assortment of people, which was kind of okay.
It was clearly a group effort.
Yes, oh, definitely.
It sounds like it was also a bonding experience where you may not have known the person, but it's just fans who love the Cats and love cold domestic beers.
My favorite thing is that the UK Athletics Instagram had them in their highlight video.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
For like 5 seconds.
Hey, we don't condone alcohol, but hey, we're gonna put it in our highlight video.
The very end was a guy starting a Cats chant who couldn't like clap or do the hand signals because he was double fisted.
Well, you heard that they also did the Cats chants, but they changed the last 4 letters into CUPS. Yeah.
I had friends there too, and they were telling me it was the most fun UK football game of all time.
It was also packed. I mean, our side was filled to the brim.
Yeah, and
what was that, like 20 or 30 people?
Yeah. I mean, still, yeah, it was.
They showed up in 2 minivans.
It looked, well, yeah, their sideline.
So they reported 22,000. I bet you there was actually like 15 there. But I bet every bit of 70% of them were UK fans.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially in like the second quarter when the sun was out, everybody was on that one side. And it was a lot of fun, especially like, you know, the players love it when it's third down and like they're being able to pump up the entire stadium and it's a road game. That place, it's a very weird, bizarre stadium. It's very junky, but the fans flood it and it was a fun experience. I wish I could have been in the stands to join you, Charles, but I'm just – were you able to take the Cup momentum and go straight out to the establishments in downtown Nashville?
Yeah, I was there with my family and a couple other families, and we went to a restaurant called DeSano's, a pizza joint, coal-fired, watched the – I guess it wouldn't have been the Oklahoma-Baylor game, or would it have been the beginning of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we watched the beginning of that and then went back to the house, watched the end of that, and then did make it out to
Midtown.
Oh, man,
that's impressive because if I would have gone back to a house, I would have been asleep. There's, you know.
From all that microphone humping.
That's what it was.
Wore you out.
See, I didn't do that, so I had some energy.
Yeah, plenty of energy left. You also, like, the age, the hangovers, Drew. People give you crap.
There's
for,
no
like,
such thing as a hangover, right? Attack
hard.
It.
Oh, it's just...
Yeah, I used to have that mindset. You'll get there. They'll sneak up on you.
They really do.
You can't beat them forever.
You can't be hungover when the Cats win.
It's true.
Yeah,
and you can't be hungover when the Cats win 6 this week.
Oh, you're
and then
exactly
they win
right.
7 against the Cardinals. And then we win a bowl game, finish Hooville? 8-5.
Is that what we call it, Hooville?
Yep.
Man, can I just say that Governor's Cup is all the way back. It had a lot of benefits for Kentucky, moving it from the first game of the year to the last game of the year. But the big thing we've been missing is like a month of just talking trash. As soon as I got home Saturday night, just the trash talk begun. I witnessed a $100 bet straight up on the game.
Whoa.
And just unending, like, it's on. It's on for the next 2 weeks because Louisville plays Syracuse. Syracuse sucks. If they lose that game, then Kentucky's going to win by a million. UT Martin sucks. Kentucky's going to win by a million. So – it's 2 weeks of nonstop trash talk, and I'm so excited, Drew, because it feels like the hate, they were so bad last year, Drew, that we couldn't really just show our hate because they wouldn't even fight back. We wouldn't even get them swinging. They just ate them.
Yeah, I'm the biggest Louisville hater on the planet, and I got to say I'm impressed by what Scott and his tots have done in year one.
Mm-hmm.
She just shows you how much Petrino had checked out last year that, you know, I mean, they weren't capable of doing anything a year ago, and he's already got them bowl eligible. A little worried about that game, I'll admit it, to close out the year. But the win this past weekend over Vanderbilt got us going to a bowl game. Happy times right now.
Yes,
put the Tennessee game behind us. Even the Eddie Grant haters better shut up because he called a perfect game at Nashville. It was just a lot of fun to see him get in the win column.
And we'll have plenty of time to talk about that game. But for now, I just want all of the Louisville fans out there to know, like, congratulations. You beat terrible ACC teams week after week. Oh, you think Vanderbilt's bad? Your schedule is just a bunch of Vanderbilts. The ACC sucks. It's absolute human garbage. They're terrible. So
we might
job.
See a second ACC opponent after Louisville in a bowl game.
Heard it was Virginia, right?
Virginia, Virginia Tech, Miami, it's all on the table.
It's all on the table. I think Charlotte on New Year's, a little noon kickoff.
Belk Bowl. Everybody likes a little Belk.
Is probably the most likely.
Wait, that's on New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve, December 31st.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So you'd get the morning tailgate and then the Can You Make It to Midnight Challenge. Which
Come on.
If we know Charles Walker,
yeah.
Your boy's making it to midnight. And I won't have any microphone thrusting early in the day unless we get freaky on the pregame show. Then, you know.
There will be no microphone humping on the pregame show.
I hope not.
But I will say it's really nice that we don't have to worry about bowl eligibility.
Yeah.
That.
Well, let's wait for after this week.
That's true.
Okay, Charles, you can take it game by game. I'm not going to take a game by game.
I don't even know who we play this week.
UT Martin. UT Martin. They are in Tennessee, and their last names are Martin. I know this isn't a basketball show, but remember, they were supposed to beat Evansville by 100 last week, so anything can happen. I'm with Charles. Let's game at a time. Get those Skyhawks.
Well, the reason
– we just get off to a hot start, and they'll quit, and we're ready to rock.
There we go.
And here's the thing, too. Is getting upset in basketball is much easier than getting upset in football.
Agreed.
You see it in the NCAA tournament. And in football, when you have a team like Kentucky, I mean, you can just run the damn ball for 400 yards and keep it out of their hands. And that's exactly what they did against Vanderbilt.
Yep.
Vanderbilt did nothing defensively except, you know, the play where Rose handed him a touchdown. Other than that, UK, whatever they wanted to do, they were doing it.
And I think – some of it, like somebody asked me, they were like, so why is Kentucky running the ball so much better this week? I think some of it is just the guys are easier to block against Vanderbilt than they are for Tennessee. Vandy's defensive line stinks. They couldn't tackle very well. But also, Chris Rodriguez and Kavassier Smoke, those guys, they say after so many games you're no longer a freshman anymore. They aren't playing like freshmen. And – Tower was calling him Mini Benny, Chris Rodriguez. Those runs he had Austin to get first downs were just incredible.
Yeah, I wonder how he feels about that nickname, though. I feel like I don't know how proud of that you could be because it's got the little in it. Like I feel like he wants to be his own person.
It's a pretty good player to be compared to, though.
Yeah, but that's like
it's not
that's
like
saying
him.
You'll never live up to him. He'll always be a little better.
They're
than
not
you.
Like it's Mini Mekel Hortin. I mean, it's
dang, son.
Well, I'm just trying to pick a random UK running back. No offense to him. Good rapper.
What's his rap name?
Fuego.
I didn't mean to single him out, but I mean you're being compared to the best that's ever played here. I think he's okay with that.
Yeah, but at some point he needs his own nickname. That's not
well. But Chance Poor right now. If we called him Mini Mac, that would be the ultimate compliment.
But it's still not though, because it's like you're smaller than that person. Like I don't know. To me, I wouldn't want to be like. I'd be like, no, I'm me. You know what I'm saying?
From Austin
like
McGinnis.
LeBron doesn't want to be called Lil Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll let it slide for his freshman season.
Okay.
But going forward, like.
I like Hot Rod, too.
I like Hot Rod, but then that makes me think of Rodrigo Blankenship, the kicker for Georgia.
C-Rod is what I use on the live blog because it's the fastest. And it's you know who you're talking about. It's very distinctive. Also, we could.
Go Cats, indeed.
Cats. We could go. What about Uncle Baby Benny?
Uncle Baby.
Instead
of Uncle Baby Billy, Uncle Baby Benny.
Yeah. You know what they say about nicknames? You want them to be three words.
He did look good, though. You can call him whatever you want.
Yeah, he's a stud.
He's
a call him Chris.
I couldn't. Call him by his name.
Yeah.
That's a crazy idea.
Big C.
I was shocked that your boy, head coach Mark Stoops, named Rose the starter immediately after the game.
So. On one hand, I mean, all right, this is coming from the man who was not shy about bashing him last week.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, like, you want he is your upperclassman. He's done a lot for you. You want to be nice to him. But my thing is Rose would be better suited not as the starting guy, right? Like, wouldn't he be better if you're grinding away with Rodriguez and then Rose comes in and hits a big play?
A little home run hitter.
And then, like, third down, he's good at pass protection. Throw him in then.
Yeah, I felt bad for Rose on that fumble because if he doesn't fumble that, he's probably putting up insane numbers. I mean, he's still – that was his last carry. He had four carries for what?
60-something yards?
Yeah, I mean, he was going to run all over them all day. And that one mistake, he never came back again.
And that first big run he had was actually just a really nice run. He made a couple people
really
stayed up.
That 24-yarder first carry?
Wasn't the typical. Yeah. He just kind of got lucky and no one touched him.
So, he gets a 24-yard run where it's really impressive, and then a 49-yard run.
Two touches later.
And you're like – I was
and then
getting
you
ready
did
to
a
say,
Bobby Boucher and threw the ball at the defender.
I was getting ready to say, like, hey, I'm eating crow. I talked a lot of crap last week. I messed up. AJ still got it. And then he gets stripped. And really, if you don't have that strip and score, McGinnis, it's a 38-7 game or even more.
What was the spread?
It was 10. It got bet up
to 10.
I
don't dabble in that stuff.
I mean – Vandy was worse than advertised, and that's saying a lot for like a 2-7 team.
But I don't think there's a better – they're going to see two more Vandys to end the year, at least defensively.
All right, I'll say one more Vandy. That Louisville game, it's a rivalry game, so it's going to be close.
They give up a lot of points.
There's no way they could be as bad as Vandy. There's just no way.
They're not.
They're better at offensively, but defensively they still –
they don't know how to tackle.
We could have spotted Vandy 30 points and still won that game.
Well, you did spot them 14.
I mean, a quick
close
14.
To it.
Even though they did on the second play of the game snap it over the dude's head down in the goal line.
Yep.
How about those helmets? The one impressive thing I saw from Vandy was the helmets.
Yeah.
Those are pretty sharp.
Their jerseys were not. I mean, they're
I thought you
jerseys.
All were there. I'm surprised they let them wear those because on TV there wasn't that much of a difference in UK's white and Vandy's whatever
gray.
That was.
Yeah, it was like a really white gray.
Yeah, I don't know
too.
How
it
looked in person.
A dark gray. I could.
Or maybe I should adjust my TV settings. That could also be it.
I don't know. I didn't notice it.
But the all-whites, though, the Charles Walker special. Cats weren't losing in the Charles Walker.
I should have known right then and there.
Should have bet the house, but that's what you get. If you're scared, go to church.
Truth.
So one thing that I did admit, like I forgot to mention about the Cup Snake, that was one of my favorite parts of the game, and one of Drew's favorite parts of the game is the cameo by one Bully McCall. And Drew, how does it feel to be the president of not only the Nick Richards fan club, but also the Marquand Bully McCall fan club?
I don't think I've gone public with it. I was messaging you yesterday to let you know that he dibs on Bully McCall. He's my not just favorite player on this team, he is my all-time favorite UK player.
Wow.
Yeah.
The fact that he almost
suck it, Charles and Austin.
The fact that he almost intentionally leaves his jersey up on sitting on top of his belly so it's always hanging out. I'll say it, I kind of liked a little extra nudge when the player ran in to start the game.
Oh, that was
I liked
a little
the
bit
video
of
him yelling from the bench at the Cup Snake. Everything Bully McCall does, I'm for. Big fan. Announcing it now, I'm president of the Marquand Bully McCall fan club.
That little jab he got at the end was pretty awesome.
Did he jab him or did he just run into his belly?
Oh, he threw a little shoulder in there.
You know, or maybe he just put some flubber on that belly.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
probably what it's made out of.
And I'll say he did not move his feet. He was in position. I have no problem with that nudge.
They would have called a charge.
He invaded his space.
Yeah.
That was his personal space. Yeah.
It was really just a defensive maneuver to protect himself.
He did not. That was not malicious. He was just holding ground.
He literally ran into a brick wall. We joke about it all the time. Bully McCall is a brick wall. Maybe that's bricks he's smuggling on that belly.
Whatever it is, I love that he leaves his jersey sitting on top of it so he can see his belly button while he's playing.
He really just embraces it, too.
He does.
It's awesome.
It's almost like he leans back and pushes it out, too. Big fan of everything he's doing.
Mark Stoops, though, I asked him, I was like, yeah, he's real animated. You know, a lot of people are enjoying him. He's like, yeah, well, he's playing well, but you can't play. You got to put that energy into football and make mistakes. And he's like, he's going to learn today in the film room. So I have a feeling Marquand got a few shout-outs when the team met because I think he had one of those offsides where they bumped into the
– What was with the touch of the helmets?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that before? where, like, the dudes would jump and the offensive lineman would smack him in the helmet.
The first one, he smacked him kind of hard. I thought we were about to – I was ready to scrap. I was
well, it's because if they jump and don't touch the offensive lineman, they can get back. But if they jump and the O-line hits them, then technically that's the D-lineman touching the offensive lineman.
But also, he like the offensive lineman instigated it. Like, the first one, they called false start because he just, like, went smack.
Yeah, he just smacked him upside the head. I'd never seen that before.
Which then
– it must be something he teaches because it happened a couple times. It's not a coincidence.
Yeah. And I think that's why it was chippy. And some of me was like – guys, really? Are we fighting Vandy? But then on the other end, I'm like, all right, like.
At least we're fighting.
Exactly. Like,
better than not fighting. Apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did find that odd, the head taps.
That was very
That's new
weird.
To me.
Never seen anything like that
before. They don't have that button on NCAA football where I learned the game.
One guy who also played well on the defensive line. Technically on the edge, J.J. Weaver.
Yeah.
Man's had 5 tackles, 4 solos, including a tackle for loss and a quarterback hurry.
For a true freshman.
True freshman, second game he's ever played. And he did that all in 2 possessions.
Mm-hmm.
He played really well. He was pursuing, making plays downfield. And I'm not going to lie, guys, of all of the young outside linebackers to really make strides and make some plays early on, I didn't think he would be J.J. Weaver. But Stoops said today that he's playing so well, if it wasn't late in the year, they would just think about playing him all the time, just saying, screw the red shirt. Like, you're good enough to play right now. You're making the plays, and you under – like, he's making the discipline plays too.
So has he played in 2 or 3 games now?
He's played in 2.
So he can – does the bowl game count?
Yes, the bowl game counts.
Okay, so they'll sit him in one of these next
yes,
2.
Yes, and Stoops was like, he doesn't know this yet, but – we're having a conversation about which games he's playing in today, and I don't know if he's going to like it. So I think that means that J.J. is sitting against UT Martin so they can play him against Louisville in the bowl game.
Well, how about you said he's not going to like it? That would tell me I think he'd want to play against Louisville. So if he's not going to like it, I would read it the other way.
I think he's going to play against Louisville, though. Right? Really? You think it's the other way?
Well, are you saying Stoops said Weaver's not going to like what I tell him?
That
well, because he wants to play every game. That's what he's saying.
No, I'm just saying if he were picking a game to sit.
Because you're right, the hometown kind of aspect of it. But I think what it was is he mentioned Jared, and Stoops wasn't so eloquent with it. But I think what they did is instead of playing Casey in this game, they're going to play Jared against UT Martin.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of how it all shook out.
It does say a lot about them that if it weren't the end of the year that they would just say, we're leaving you in. Sorry about your red shirt.
Yeah,
that they believe he can really make a difference already.
They're redshirting every single freshman.
Yeah, that's insane. That didn't used to happen. It used to be, you know, you tell the recruits, you come here, you're starting. But, you know, we've passed that point.
So that's how they got me.
That's definitely how they got you.
That they've built the depth that's never been here. It used to be freshmen had to play because they didn't trust the guys that were already on the team.
Yeah, I knew J.J. Weaver was a stud because I was going one day to kick and I was walking to the stadium and – he's just walking without a shirt on, and he's got his backpack on. Like, he just came
from calculus.
Yeah, like, he just got out of class.
I used to do that, too. I'd go shirtless.
And he didn't know who I was, and I'm like, hey, I know you're ready to play or something.
What do you mean you didn't know who you are? Everyone should know who you are.
Oh, no.
You built that facility over there.
Yeah, but see, like, even before –
without your leg, none of that over there exists.
Exactly. Exactly.
And don't you forget it.
Well, I helped build the stadium. People don't know that. I put in extra hours. But
yeah, hammering away.
Yeah, Chuck's out there partying. You know, I'm building the freaking facility.
He's got there with a jackhammer just pounding away at the gravel.
Yeah, I'm laying carpet and doing all the big things.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's hard to tile a shower when you got a test the next morning.
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
That B&E 105 test, man, the next morning.
I don't know what that is.
That's that one time when – you look at me and go, hey, do we have a test today? And you go, nah, we don't. And then I showed up and said, oh, yeah, we have a test today.
Yeah. Yeah.
You student athletes not taking your academics seriously.
Wow. That was a good class.
Well, this is a Microsoft Excel class.
Yeah.
And everyone had to take it if you're a business major. Luckily, you got to drop one test grade over the whole year. So, needless to say, that's the test Austin dropped.
Yep, that was my drop.
Oh, man. Back to Weaver, though, for a second. Another guy who – I thought, like, really stood out, even though he didn't get as much praise from the head guy, was Jamin Davis.
heard his name called.
He's got named defensive player of the game for the team.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. He had a team out, six tackles, and it's one of those things where Jamin's been here longer. This is his third year, but he's still the same age as Square and them, who played right away. Jamin's gonna be good, and we've done this a lot this year where we're like, you know, we don't want to put the cart before the horse, but the defense next year, across the board, the amount of dudes that this year was the year where they were supposed to struggle. This was the year where everybody was inexperienced and it was going to take them some time. It was going to be a learning curve. Well, right now, Kentucky has the 9th-ranked passing defense in all of college football. 9th-ranked in America in total yards given up. And they've allowed tied for the fewest receiving touchdowns in America.
And that streak of 34 points or less is still going. Longest streak in the nation.
It's crazy.
You can attribute a lot of that to time of possession on offense, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do that. You can attribute it to the coaches. Brad White has been really good in his first year. And I think a lot of it, too. The other guys, we thought the defensive line was going to be the weakness going into last year. They ended up being great. Hats off to you, LeBlanc. Secondary, we thought they were going to be the weakness this year. Klink, Stoops, Hood, those dudes put in some serious work to get them ready to play. And we also can't – I got to mention this, Charles. You gave it a shout-out a few weeks back, but dad strength, man.
That's all about it.
It's all about it. It worked. Corker got the first pick since week 4.
I forgot you called dad strength on him.
Yep. Also about to pre-call dad strength on someone who I guess is being redshirted this year. Big Snack.
Oh, Big Snack.
I think they're going to end up doing that.
Yeah.
Many people are saying that it's the prospects of him getting a 6th year are looking good. Yeah, Kentucky's 22nd scoring defense.
Yeah, that'll be a good return for them if Big Snack comes back. He was expected to be a big contributor this year. Obviously, missed the first 2 games and then the freak injury before the Florida game. Mm-hmm.
And Big Snack, if y'all don't know who we're referring to.
Is Big Snack.
Phil Hoskins, which I was kind of going around about, hey, you got all these young guys. Well, the one part where they are losing guys on the D-line. TJ Carter, Calvin Taylor. So getting the Big Snack back would be huge.
Is Quentin Bohanna playing his last game as a Kentucky Wildcat in the bowl game?
I don't know.
Save that for another time.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too, that, especially at his position, it's hard to tell, where guys stand. Because, he's a big dude, and how many teams is running 3-4 scheme? Because he's a pure nose. He's not really a 3 technique or anything like that.
And how many guys come out early at that position?
I know.
Not many.
Yeah. Because you're going against grown men in the NFL. These dudes are, literally.
Put dad strength. Up. He's a grown man.
He is a big boy. And he's been good this year, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't been, surefire draft pick. This guy is a bona fide NFL guy right away. And, what's the difference between being a 7th-round guy and a 3rd-round guy? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Millions.
That's a lot of money.
And billions.
If you're telling me that it takes another year and your defense is going to be even better next year, there's plenty of appeal to that, but – like you said, Chuck, we can get to that at a later date.
And what's the dude's name that transferred from LSU? Joseph?
Kelvin Boss
Joseph.
Man Fat.
Kelvin yes. Joseph. I'm excited to see him ready to play because I think we lose Stenberg's chippiness, but I have a feeling this guy is going to get it done.
Hell yeah.
He's going to bring in a little bit of edge with him. I like it.
If he doesn't even have the edge, we'll at least have rap albums from him.
There you go.
He could do the background for all of the highlight videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's no cursing in those though.
Boss Man Fat did have an explicit tag on his Spotify page.
Oh, okay, good.
There you go.
Yeah, at least he's warning people.
Well, Benny used to rap all the time, so we do need someone putting out tracks to win 10 games.
That people music video, The Cars and Cash, got pulled pretty quickly.
It did.
Boss Man Fat is a much better rap name than Benny the Bandit too.
Yeah.
What
if we called him Mini Benny?
Uh-oh, here we go again.
As a rapper.
As a rap name, that's respectable.
Lil Benny.
Be Lil.
You got a lot of Lils in rap.
Lil Benny. It would have to be Lil.
Yeah.
Anybody watch Parks and Rec?
I do.
Will Sebastian.
Oh, R.I.P.
When they have the memorial service. He had a big heart, even though he was Wool. Wool. All right, another person wanted to give a shout-out to.
Let's do shout-outs.
Actually, no. Instead of a shout-out, who is your MVP for the game, Charles Walker?
Lord. Offensive or defensive?
Whoever you want. Dealer's choice.
I was not ready for this question right now.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make up a segment.
Oh.
Oh.
It's valuable but not most valuable player.
Okay.
Oh.
So who did you like what you saw from?
I'm going to go
But
JJ.
They don't have to be, like, the star of the show. Like, you don't have to say Lynn Bowden or Chris Rodriguez.
I'm going to go J.J. Weaver.
Okay.
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 Showing us that he can play already.
Right.
We're going to be smart. We're going to redshirt him. He's going to get bigger with Coach Hill and Coach Ed, and next year might be a dominant force in the SEC East.
Is the not most valuable sponsor, is it do we have a sponsor?
KS Bar and Grill.
I don't know why I couldn't say that out loud. Oh, Chili Gillespie.
Chili Gillespie season, folks.
Not most valuable, but valuable.
It is. No, Chili Gillespie is the most valuable. That's why this player is not the most valuable, but valuable. Austin, do you have a most valuable, but not – or not
– Valuable, but not most valuable.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Glad to see Nashville is not wearing on anyone.
I wasn't even there, and I'm struggling.
I would say Yusuf Corker. I like that he finally got a pick, and I just think he's a good player.
He is.
And, you know, you could pick anyone, I feel like, because no one really played bad because Fanny's trash. So,
is he your favorite Yusuf? He's my favorite Yusuf.
Of all the Yusufs, he is definitely my number one Yusuf.
He's going to be good for a while.
My not most valuable, the valuable player is Logan Stember.
Mm.
Some of those – no, I'm going to throw in another person too.
Okay.
I've got two of them because
Drake
they had
Jackson.
Some nasty blocks. No, Drake got a shout-out from the SEC.
He's two most valuable.
Yeah, you're two valuable.
We need regular. We need hidden value here.
Alan Daly had a pancake.
Oh, yes, he did.
Holy shit.
That's a good pick.
I'm driving the hard ass.
I didn't know he was capable of
he
that.
He knocked the hell out of some dude on Lynn Bowden's touchdown.
Yes, he did.
It reminded me of, remember that old video of the guy, of the DB, who's like, come on, big boy, and he's talking trash to the receiver, and then he just got put on his ass. That was how hard Alan Daly knocked that dude on the ground, and Lynn just walked into the end zone.
I immediately thought of that viral video you just mentioned. I don't even know, is it Arena or whatever it is?
Yeah, it might have been like against LSU and like an FCS team like that.
But I didn't know Alan Daly had that in him.
My
that was a
goodness,
hit.
He dropped some dude. And there was another play, I think it was Smoke's big touchdown, where Drake and Stenberg just took out, like, three dudes at once. Like,
isn't that funny?
While we're talking about Stenberg, I must say I screamed every possible curse word at my television when he got that penalty.
But it was.
But then they showed the replay.
It was a terrible
And I had to go. I had to take it all back. I had to go collect all the F words I threw around. I felt bad for yelling at Logan.
Because the thing was, is, like, they called it a late hit, but, like, Bowden was still running.
It was a clean block.
And he was
textbook
like,
block.
He was
it
like
was.
Cutting in front of Stenberg, and the guy could have made a play.
Mm-hmm. Even the announcers, I know you all were there, the announcers were like, what? Why is that a flag?
And he didn't even hit him hard. He like just gave him a little shove to move him out of the way.
It's because he hit him from like the side back.
Well, no, that penalty was all reputation.
I don't know. Everyone was saying that, and I'm like,
the refs know to look for Stenberg.
Well, but they would have called it the blind side, though. They would have called because they have
they
like
did
a
call
different
it unnecessary roughness. But yeah. I mean, I just figured like, you know, they got so many names for fouls. People don't even know the rules. Football is the one game no one knows the rules. Like, you thought basketball traveling was a bad call, but now football.
Only
it's
in
like,
NBA.
Yeah, now football. It's like, well, what's the rules? Like, can you go out of bounds? And you come back and catch it? Like in the Alabama LSU game,
people don't know. Pushed out.
Stoops said he turned it into the league, and I bet the league's going to come back and say the refs just used the wrong penalty. They should have called the blindside one instead.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, because like, you can't look at that and be like, that's a terrible call because he did hit him from like the side of the back.
Right,
looked like a good block to me.
It's all about where your head is, though. That's what they look at, right?
And his head was on the
right
side. Well,
they kind of used to look at that. Now they kind of look at
Now they just see big O lineman versus not big DB, and boom.
Let's just say that wasn't malicious for Logan Stenberg's terms. Like, yeah. That's pretty average for him. He was saying hello to the kid. Let's be real.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Oh, I hit you a little hard. My bad.
He was trying to give him a hug, and he came in too quick.
Trying to protect his quarterback.
Ooh, Drew, I just thought of a better name for this segment.
Oh, you got it?
Almost valuable player.
No, yeah. I like valuable.
No, because
the
you're saying they're not valuable.
But they're valuable, but they're almost
valuable. No, no.
Okay, yeah.
It'd be right. Almost most valuable.
Listen, it's a working title.
Yeah, it's working.
Working sponsor, too.
Who was your player?
Valuable, but not most valuable player.
Well, mine, it mattered more to me than others for gambling aspects, but I needed Vandy to not score again at all late in the game. And when Kentucky needed to extend a drive and keep the ball out of their hands, Walker Wood comes in at center. He gets me two first downs, keeps the clock moving. It ended with a punt, I believe.
The first punt of the game.
I know I didn't put points on the board, but it took time off the clock. I got to give him credit. I did not think Walker Wood was cut out to play any actual minutes. He looked comfortable, had a good run. He completed two passes, one of which got called back. Mm-hmm. I'm counting it as two.
Boom.
Walker Wood is my hidden value player of the game.
I like that.
Sponsored by True Value.
Oh.
Wow.
Where you can get hammers. They have locations all over Kentucky.
Hammers everywhere. Can we throw Josh Ali in there too?
Yes.
He's catching a tip drill. Chuck, that can't be easy, right?
No, definitely not.
And it's the most fun drill at practice. But it's
also the most hard drill to replicate though. I mean, it's just tough to
Right, and to make it, unpredictable, too.
Yeah.
Did you all panic that Lynn Bowden had underthrown the touchdown?
Yes.
I thought it was a pretty good pass.
Man. Oh, in the moment, I thought he underthrew him again.
He was real nonchalant with
the arm. Yeah, I was worried a little bit. I still worry. I know Josh Ali is one of our hidden value players of the game, sponsored by True Value. Am I the only one that still worries any time they punt to him? Do we trust him? I don't.
I whenever he waves for a fair catch, it makes yes, just wait for a fair catch and go catch it. I don't care if he has a return yard for the rest of the year, just catch it. Because
that's the Charles Walker.
There's nothing that makes me madder than watching a ball roll 15 yards down the field.
Yeah, you can tell when someone maybe doesn't feel the most comfortable back there when the ball is kind of, 5 to 7 yards a little shorter and they just say, all right, I'm just going to let it bounce. Because then you do get sometimes that unlucky roll where it rolls 25 yards. And then in the special teams meeting on Monday, he's getting ripped. But I don't know. I guess it's better than a muff. I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know.
I mean, he just had a couple earlier in the year. They're bobbled and
have
a small panic attack when that happens.
But he did have that big touchdown catch. He got back into the end zone. Mm-hmm. We saw the receivers get more play than usual. Wynn completes 8 of 10 passes. We got a little Sawyer Smith action.
Too.
I liked it, the throws they had with Lynn, too. We saw a screen pass for the first time.
Yeah. They weren't just, I'm going to throw it as far as I can, and hopefully Ahmad Wagner gets a penalty or a catch.
I don't like that play.
He made some good
throws.
There
were a couple where they did do that, and let's be honest, Lynn threw the ball 10 yards out of bounds.
He throws it so high on those.
That was Sawyer who had the one deep ball that, I was a little worried the safety was going to get before the receiver did. He threw it a little inside. But the reason why I don't get why they call those are the hardest to throw. Because you can't, if it's too far inside, the safety will get it. If it's too far outside, you're just throwing it out of bounds. So, but that's why I was happy they had a nice little out route to Upshaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looked good.
Yeah, that looked good. Cleveland.
It's good
just
to see number 88 catch again.
A basic screen pass and took it 40 yards.
Oh, he wanted that so bad.
Oh, man.
They followed him to the bench on the broadcast, and he was tore up.
That reminded me so much of the Lynn screen because it was the same sideline that Lynn had as a freshman two years ago.
At Vandy.
That one Charles Walker recovered to save the day and apply the dagger because that was, once again, the dagger drive. And to get at a bigger point, the Tennessee game, they had the same chances to put Tennessee away with a couple big plays. But this time before half, they go two-minute offense with Lynn. He completes three different passes, and you go up by 10 going into halftime. and then you get the ball to start the half and you score again. Against Tennessee,
I was furious.
Yeah, because
that was my big complaint.
Right.
And then he completely redeemed himself at Vandy.
And
perfect.
And
11 seconds on the clock.
They got the knockout punch this time.
Yep.
And I think Tennessee, Kentucky like went 3-and-out on their first possession of the second half of Tennessee. So we saw a knockout punch. They were able to put a team away. And that's just – it made things fun.
I did think he was wasting too much time again. I was yelling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they're doing it. All this is part two. Here we go again. Repeat of last week. And then he switched and threw 5 straight passes. Controlled
right.
the clock, and they scored with 11 seconds left.
That was awesome.
Yes.
You couldn't have drawn it up any better, even though the one tip pass, I'm sure everybody's heart stopped for just a second.
It was like one of those.
Oh, yeah. But my heart, it's the same kind of thing, like the wild ride you go on during extra points, too. Which
yeah, come on.
Chance got – something happened after that second one where he like, oh, arch. Get underneath it some. But, man, those first two.
He was 100%.
Yeah, he went 5 for 5 in a field goal. That's a good day.
I wrote that if you look at the box score, you go, oh, Chance Poor was perfect. But if you watched it, it was not perfect at all.
Hey. That first field goal, I
very
thought it,
low.
I thought it dipped under the crossbar. I thought it got blocked again. I didn't know what happened.
The knuckle.
I didn't think the second one went in. I'm still not sure it did.
The extra point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But the refs were there. They saw it, so it had to go.
That's clearly called from the sideline. Coach says, all right, we want to curve this one in.
He's like, yeah.
So,
hey, Chance, knuckleball.
Yeah, like people don't understand. You don't want to hit the same kick every time. That's boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pick your shots.
Okay.
So coach
I
like
you defended him.
The coach is like, you know, hit this one low left, and he just, boom, drives it in there. So
okay.
Really.
I didn't realize that was something kickers did. So
yeah.
Never mind for worrying about kicking.
Yeah. Come on.
So you're telling me.
How boring would it be if he came out and just hit it perfectly down the middle through the yellow things?
I like
time.
Boring.
You're telling me in the Louisville game, Kentucky's down one, clock's about out, they got a 35-yarder, you bring it in Chance Poor and you trust him?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very convincing.
Yeah. I think you got to kick it there.
So speaking of the Louisville game. Louisville's kicker, well, they don't have one either.
I love how we're getting into kickers right now.
Yeah, this is why we pay you to be on the show.
No one gets into it, but how many games come down to the kicker?
Well, Blanton,
a lot.
Blanton Crikey, their reliable lefty, got hurt. I think he's done for the year.
Oh.
So they've brought in a guy by the name of Ryan Shalifo.
Oh, this kid's an athlete. I already saw it on ESPN.
So Shalifo. As far as kicking, he missed a field goal.
Okay.
He missed an extra point.
All right. Sounds like an NFL.
But he threw a touchdown pass, a 7-yarder.
Sounds like he's out of position.
For a fake.
This is bad coaching.
Oh, and it was beautifully thrown. I mean, I know I normally don't give love to Louisville, but this fake, this kid should win the Heisman for this.
Oh, wow.
He's got pressure in his face. Does he step back? No. He takes the shot to the chest, delivers a dime to the back of the end zone.
Did he really get hit, too, while he was throwing?
Yeah, let's pull up the highlight.
Okay,
let's pull up the highlight.
Why did he miss an extra point in a field goal?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't watching the game. All I saw was one ESPN highlight.
You just get kicker highlights sent directly to your phone.
Yeah.
It's like an alert.
Well, only for fakes and touchdowns. I don't really care about the other
and
stuff.
And tackles.
Yeah, and tackles. I'm big on tackles, too.
Yeah.
For the brand.
Oh, I have a sweet picture on my phone right before I tackled that EKU player. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get that printed off. We'll put that one up in here.
Because
it makes me look cool.
If you send that to me, we'll blow it up, have you sign it, we'll put it on the front door.
Let me show you this picture and tell me if I don't look tough. This is great podcasting material right here, too.
But we know you look tough, though, Austin.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I question myself, so it's always good to have other people, you know, reassure me.
Yeah, our internet is moving a little bit. Oh, it's because I'm on the – see, I hate when it does this. It kicks me off one internet, puts me on another one. Because I do want to see how this fake went down. I don't think it could possibly be as cool as Max Duffy's fake.
All right. Check this out.
Oh, wow.
Good picture. You look like a linebacker.
Staring down.
Yeah. We'll have to print that one out.
Yeah. That was a tackle, too. Didn't miss that one. Chuck, what are your thoughts?
There you go. That was LJ Scott, too, wasn't it? Yep.
Yeah, that dude's big.
I thought Max Duffy was going to get the day off. They snuck him in there. Got one at the end. I thought he was going to head to Broadway in the second half.
speaking of Max Duffy, shout out to him for making the Ray Guide finalist, semifinalist, whatever. Mm-hmm. Semifinalist right now. There's eight.
Yes.
And top three get a go to wherever.
He'll be in the top three.
Yeah.
In the Texas A&M punter. No, or like
he didn't make it.
Oh, he didn't?
The A&M punter's not in it. So.
Well, never mind then.
All right, folks.
All right.
This is a live reenactment of Ryan Shadafo's fake. Oh, direct snap. He's rolling right. Nobody's there. Oh, wow. He throws it up.
That was impressive.
The composure.
That was impressive.
Because the thing was, is NC State guarded it well at first. Everybody's
was
covered
anyone
up.
Anyone at that game?
There's nobody there.
Wow. This is a jamboree. People didn't know this one counted. That's why.
But he's rolling right. Both guys are covered. And when they think he's going to run
right
run
here.
It, three guys turn their head, leave him wide open in the back of the end zone.
And good coaching on NC State right there.
He knew that he was going to take the shot from that guy. Rewind it one more time.
Here we go. He's rolling right.
Pause it. That guy right there.
Oh, he's got his ears peeled back.
Watch the composure from here on out.
Oh, man. That is impressive.
It really was impressive. That's the only time you'll ever see
Gosh, he got hit right in the numbers. Dang.
He needs to learn a better celebration, though. He acted, like, too calm went down.
And the saying goes, act like you've been there before, except if you're a kicker who's just thrown a touchdown. Like, you can act like you've not been there before.
All right, we're doing too much Louisville celebrating.
Okay, everything else, Louisville. They suck. They're wearing black uniforms.
They suck.
Losers.
They're going down in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Man, it's going to be so much fun, too, to end with a big win over Louisville. Especially when they think they can win.
It's laughable.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's hilarious. So, about that football game, what did we think about Sawyer Smith getting back into the groove? Charles, did you like the way that Sawyer slung the rock around?
I did. I'm a proponent for let's get him back playing QB and let's get Lynn back playing receiver.
Oh, wow.
With some Wildcat in there.
Hot take Walker over
Bold
here.
Statement. Yep.
Man, that is crazy.
I mean, we're going to lose Lynn's playing ability if he's at wide receiver. We can still find so many different ways to get him the ball. And at least we're a passing threat when he's at the receiver.
Pretty special what they're doing right now, though, against these defenses.
It is. I mean, it's great, and people are going to say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Well, it didn't work against Vandy. It didn't work against Tennessee.
Here's
well.
What you do. You ease them in a little bit these next two games. You're going to a bowl, and then whoever you play will have no idea what the hell is going to take the field in late December or January, whenever it is. They'll have a month to do whatever they want to do. So you show a little more Sawyer as the season ends, and then whoever you draw will have no clue what you're going to do.
How did Sawyer look? Because my TV broke when at that point in the game. Just completely stopped working.
So,
it's crazy.
I am the exact opposite of Charles. I believe that every time you throw an incomplete pass, you're wasting 5 yards that you could get on the ground. Kentucky averaged 7 yards per carry against Vandy. You're not going to get that every time, but it's all about efficiency. And Sawyer looked good throwing those intermediate passes. Hey, Lynn, he can also complete some intermediate passes. And every time we throw the ball downfield, I just think it's a waste of pass. I think it's a waste of play because they're just not on target. Now, Sawyer said after the game, A, he wasn't even 100% until about a week ago. And B,
about a week ago,
he said the hardest part for him is throwing it downfield. That's what's taking the longest. But that's the best part of Sawyer's game is throwing the ball downfield. Now, are you going to get him reps against UT Martin? Of course. He'll probably play the entire second half. Probably get the whole third quarter and maybe some change. But I'm at the point now, if Lynn Bowden is averaging, how many yards a carry did he average? Bowden averaged 6.5 yards a carry against Vanderbilt. Now, granted, that is against Vanderbilt. I think he's at like 8 on the season, though. Like, 8 yards a carry, you're probably not getting that 8 yards an attempt when you're passing it. Ride or die with Lynn Bowden.
Did Sawyer have some zip back in his arm?
Yeah, a little zip.
Yeah, I mean, we
saw some mayonnaise in there.
He only threw it, what?
Four times.
He
threw like a hitch, a slant, and then two deep balls. And the last one, BJ Alexander, dude was open, and he just threw it behind him.
Yeah, because I did see him on that QB sneak. He was holding his wrist. He was holding his wrist when he left. So I just didn't know.
I heard that too.
But obviously, if he came in later, couldn't hurt that bad.
Yeah.
Good medicine these days, though, you know?
Yeah, they have it. The fact that he didn't say he was 100% till about a week ago, I think shows you just kind of where he was at. Because, like, We there was just so much mystery around that, the whole Sawyer injury thing. Just so much. It's like, what do you even – how do you go about knowing which one to play if the dude isn't all the way healthy? So to make the – I don't know what I was just stammering about there. But long story short,
I'm with you.
He wasn't good – he wasn't healthy enough to play. So I'm glad that Bowden Ball has at least worked up to this point.
We are healthy enough to do another segment I made up.
Oh, another segment.
This one does not have a sponsor. I waited too late to sell it because I just thought of it.
Okay.
But this is called Name Your Favorite Kentucky Head Coach Who Just Moved Into a Tie for Third on the All-Time Wins List. I'm going to go Mark Stoops because that's what happened on Saturday.
You know what?
I don't know how that man still has haters. We occasionally get them calling into our show. We had a guy this morning complaining that UK doesn't try hard enough.
And if they should go,
he called in and said UK doesn't try hard enough. They need to make a real hire and start winning football games.
That one was really good. He was like, well, they just don't try hard enough.
Every game they've lost has been like they were right there. Like they gave their hearts and it just didn't go their way at the end.
But Stoops running third now on the career wins list.
I don't know. But see, here's my
thing,
though.
Who's first?
He's tied with Blanton Collier, who in Jerry Claiborne, that was Freddie's coach. So I don't know, Stoops. You got to win a couple more before – well, at least one more before
I
you're my favorite coach
get one more.
In third place
at
UK. Number one, though, you'll never believe this.
Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant.
Yep. Okay. That's respectable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Frank Kersey, second.
How far away is Stoops from Bear Bryant?
I think he's got like 17 or something. I just completely made that up. That sounded right.
We can look it up.
17's real doable.
Because the thing is Bear wasn't here that long.
Stoops is at 41.
Yeah, Stoops is at 41, and we're going to see Bear Bryant's record was
1 million wins. Wow.
88.
No, he didn't have 88. There's no way.
Is that
no,
that's
it
not,
was it was 60.
Yeah, I was going to
say. He played an 88 total.
So I was only two off.
So
what did I say?
60. You know, he needs 17 more. Or now it's 19. So two off. Good job.
See, I'm not as dumb as I seem. I mean, I kind of am, but I knew that much.
And to pass up Frank Kersey, he'll get that next year. He'll get Frank Kersey next year. So he'll be
easily
second all-time after next season.
And people are still bitching.
Yeah, come on. Don't be idiots.
I don't get it.
Don't be an idiot. Best advice Michael Scott ever gave to Dwight Schrute.
If don't I think I'm going to be an idiot, I ask myself, would an idiot do this? The answer is yes, I do not do that thing.
Good stuff. See, Drew doesn't get the reference because the office
isn't
funny enough.
I watched seven episodes Saturday night.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So are you a fan now?
I mean, I don't love it. It's fine. I'm not a hater. I just started at the beginning. Like, I get it. I get why people like it. I'm not like, oh, this is stupid. I just don't love it. I don't put it up here at the top like everyone else.
What do you put at the top?
Sopranos, The Wire.
Top comedy, though.
Top comedy? Oh,
yeah.
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
Easily. There, it's one, and there's not even anything under it for like 20 more spaces.
Mm.
Step Brothers is on Netflix. Fun fact.
Thank you.
I watched that the other night.
Thank you.
It's a great movie to fall asleep to because you've seen it many a times, and you get some good laughs in.
I think here in about 10 minutes, we're going to have a basketball game that's fun to fall asleep to. We don't talk about that sport, but so people know, that's about to happen, and not a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I saw someone tweeting that we only have seven players for that game.
Yeah.
And we're still a 25-point favorite.
Emmanuel Quickley's out, too.
Yeah, I might have loaded up on that one.
I mean, that just doesn't – I don't know. I mean,
what the hell is wrong with everybody? How are you getting hurt?
Our pets' heads are falling off.
It's the third game of the season.
If there's really only seven players, you know, I've played intramural soccer before, and we only had, like, two subs.
It sucks.
You get tired.
I ran six last week. It was miserable. I was going to die.
Yeah, let me pick on myself, too. I feel like every podcast I'm like, he's tired. The dude's tired. So I need to stop saying that. Don't get tired. Win the game. No more. Now, if you hear me say an excuse for someone, they're tired, no. You slap me in the face with your hand.
Which one? Left or right?
I don't even care.
Back or four?
Just make it hurt.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, let's hope the state of Kentucky doesn't get embarrassed tonight.
No, that's not going to happen.
I get texts from people even when the other sport does bad. Because that's like our pride and joy. Like, they don't know anything about this state but the performance that we put on in sports.
Is Ahmad Wagner able to suit up for basketball?
I'm more. I think he might have burnt his basketball.
Because they should seriously consider it.
I mean, just for he's just for practice.
Or just for rebounding.
Yeah, somebody rebound, please. We joke a lot about win. No, Mike Wagner played Big Ten basketball.
I feel Jared Lorenzen scolding us from upstairs right now, talking about basketball on this podcast.
His team stinks though. The Giants are not good. The Titans, did they have the week off?
They did.
Wesley Woodyard, though, he was in the house. He was at Vanderbilt Stadium.
He was. He gave the team a speech.
Did you watch the speech?
I didn't. I couldn't. I would cry.
It was pretty awesome. He's like, hey, see this guy over here, Terry Wilson? Do it for him. Play for him. It was badass.
As you all know, I'm a big Titans guy, and got the Jags this week. So I changed my Twitter picture to Josh Allen pointing at my Titans hoodie with a big smile before he got drafted to the Jaguars. I'm going to probably tweet it to him every day this week to let him know.
Where's that game? Boss. Is it in Jacksonville?
I believe it's in Nashville.
Oh.
All right, I got a side note.
Oh, side note.
Do you all follow Avery Williamson?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He loves wearing his jersey, his full gear anywhere.
Yeah, it's
yesterday
not just his jersey.
Yesterday was at the grocery. Pads, helmet, blacked out visor, just shopping for cereal.
I'll tell you what. That kid's got a career in marketing after this is all said and done. Because this campaign he's been running this season has been hilarious.
I want to see one with him, like, with, like, a bowl of cereal. Like, going to, like, eat with it on.
It's annoying, too. To put on full pads with your whole jersey and not even play, like, it's pretty annoying and to, like, put that stuff on.
Those jerseys are very tight. He probably needs help.
Oh, well, he definitely does.
To put it on.
It's impossible to do it by yourself.
And, like, does he wear that in, like, a car? Like, I know it's not easy to get around New York City.
He just walks everywhere in New York
just
City.
Just walks down the street wearing his full gear.
I wouldn't put it past him at this point. But, I mean, he was hurt, too, so he's got to put on all that stuff over whatever he had done.
It was his ACL.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's putting in some effort. So, shout out to Avery Williamson. Keep up the good work.
Man.
Shout out to the
Badger. Your boy got sacked.
He did.
And they said Josh Allen's the only Kentucky rookie getting sacks.
Well, speaking of that, didn't Josh Allen just pass all rookies for most sacks so far this season?
He tied the Jaguars' record, too. He has eight
franchise
now.
Rookie record. He's the most among all rookies.
So he was pretty good, and he's still pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
He's going down Sunday.
I hope Josh has a pick six to beat the Titans, and you don't know what to do with yourself.
Not happening.
Strip sack.
Ryan Tannehill does not throw interceptions.
I love that.
That's the funniest line you've ever said on this podcast.
Don't delete that. Please don't let that come back to bite me. How do we dumb button that?
We don't have a dumb button on the podcast. Did you all also – I'm hopeful that this Sunday our boy Benny Snell is healthy enough to play. It's right around the time where he's supposed to be almost back to his injury. It'd be great if he could come back because the Steelers are going to kick the ever-loving hell out of the Bengals. And also, Connor isn't even playing for him. Like, they've had a ton of injuries at running back. Now could be his time to shine, to glow up, as the kids say.
Yeah, Tua kind of set a precedent that you're not allowed to sit out more than 2 weeks after any injury.
So is he coming back in 2 weeks to play in the Iron Bowl?
I don't know about that one.
I mean, let's not rule it out. Let's just say that. Let's not rule it out.
That was pretty brutal. And also, here's my other question. Does Tua still go straight to the league with that injury? Or does he, like, hang around Alabama and rehab for a year?
I don't know. It depends on where they're going to put him, I guess.
Yeah, because, like, when they're comparing it to Bo Jackson's injury,
a doctor came out today and said Bo Jackson's was 10 times worse because he didn't know he hurt it and kept playing on it, whereas this one, they sent him right to the hospital, and he's supposed to make 100% recovery is what they said.
Yeah, and they said, too, that injury, since Bo Jackson didn't treat it right away, there was, like, blood loss that, like, permanently damaged it.
Yeah.
So – you're right in that aspect.
I'm sure our technology is a little better
and
nowadays
Tua's,
as well.
Like, I mean, it's one thing if you're a running back and you hurt your hip. I know that all the rage now for NFL quarterbacks is just hip thrust, like your karaoke in Nashville.
Yeah, did you do that when you were in Nashville?
That was exactly
that would have got the crowd rowdy.
Just,
and,
hooah.
You know, may I suggest, think about My Humps, Black Eyed Peas, as your next song if you're going to be up there.
It's good. Good song.
Yeah, not annoying at all. I should do that or
I think that would
the
really set
Stefani,
the
Banas.
Yep.
Not annoying at all.
Well, I think you got it. Either way, you can't go wrong with either of those.
Who is who's going to? Who's the one guy? So we talked earlier about like the young guys getting a lot of time. They're going to get a lot against Tennessee Martin because the Cats are going to put up some big numbers on the ground. Who's the one guy we're going to be talking about next week? Drew Franklin is, man, that guy's going to be good in a year or two.
Half the team.
Oh, wow.
The entire secondary.
Really narrowing it down, aren't you? I have one in mind that I don't – I think it has potential.
Who you got?
Well, I'll save the easy one for
I feel
Charles.
Like you're afraid to say it.
Tay-Tay Grimes.
Ooh.
Hey. Give him one of those little shovel passes, and he just jet sweeps it for like a 60-yard touchdown. Tay-Tay could have a big play against UT Martin. Or a guy who got his first carry that he was doing it with the third offensive line. Tisdale, I'd like to see him get a couple carries with, like, the big, you know, hogs up front and not just the second-string guys. Which the fact that Thanos, Nick Lewis, wasn't on the line of scrimmage and that's why Walker Woods' completion got called back, that was a real bummer.
Well, that's who my pick is going to be for who's going to shine in the next game. My true value player of the week, Walker Wood.
Walker
touchdown.
Wood. Touchdown time.
Passing touchdown.
Oh, what happened? Missed a three?
We don't speak of the sport on this podcast.
Oh, I thought this was last week highlights. No.
No, the game is going on.
Oh, there's your boy, Hookshot. He did it.
He did it.
He did it, Drew.
I'm supposed to be there. It looks like nobody else went either.
Well, football podcast, more important.
Yep.
Much more important. I'm just glad that everybody knows where your priorities are.
Of course. It's football season.
Football comes first.
Basketball's got plenty of months left. I'm ready for this Belk Bowl run. And we're going to be roomies at the Belk Bowl.
I'm excited.
All four of us.
Yeah. I'll get us some bunks.
There we go.
You think you've been in the NASCAR Hall of Fame?
I have. It's a good time. I went by myself.
So Dale Earnhardt's there?
No, he's buried somewhere, I'm sure. But they have a lot of things honoring him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart?
Yeah, one thing they have that's cool is they show an actual NASCAR turn, and you can walk up it. You don't realize how steep those banks are.
Damn, I've never been in a NASCAR race.
It's
awesome.
Good time.
I'm
we'll
sure
go
you
at the Belk Bowl when the four
in
of
Alabama.
Us are.
You're probably like on the chains, banging against them, screaming.
No, woo-hoo. I've never been.
Really?
We'll all get to go soon.
I want to go like where you can drive, or like you have someone drive you, and then you get to like do a couple laps.
Ooh, I've done that too.
How was that?
That's not fun. It's fun, but it's scary. They get way too close to the wall.
Really? The dude's got like a bottle of Jack in the center console. He's like a washed-up NASCAR driver.
Oh, man.
Well, this makes me think of Ricky Bobby's dad.
Bobby.
Yeah, that's the only person that works at that kind of joint.
It's been fun being happy after football.
Yeah, that was it was a rough week last week. So it was good to get the good vibes back down in Nashville. And it's going to be a fun 2 weeks. We're going to roll it over into Christmas after kicking Tennessee Martin and Louisville's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, if you want to know if the Skyhawks are good, they've lost all the good teams they've played in FCS. So
it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
They lost to Florida by 50. My little Jeff Sagarin ratings, I trust, have it at about a 30-point spread.
What do they have the Louisville spread right now?
I didn't look at that one today. I'll get back to you on that. I'll text you.
I'm thinking that, like,
actually,
just
I can
gut,
do it right now.
It's probably like 7.5.
Here, you all talk
I
about something and
like
give me about 2 minutes.
I think it was like 14 last week. That was the FPI before we played.
Oh, that was the FPI thing. Yeah. But, yeah, they had it at 90% in FPI for UK. And if there's one thing that's never proved us wrong, it's ESPN's FPI.
Right.
They're like, was it Black Panther or Panther Musk? What's it? 60% of the time it works every time. Panther. We've dropped all of these Will Ferrell movie
Anchorman
quotes today. We got to be able to get that one correct.
5.5 points.
5.5?
Yep.
Why do they respect Louisville? The ACC stinks.
Isn't it Sex Panther?
Sex Panther.
Yeah.
Thank you. We got it. We got all of our Will. We hit our Will Ferrell quote movie. Will Ferrell movie quota today.
He's hosting Saturday Night Live Saturday.
Did you watch last weekend's?
No, I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but I am watching Saturday.
The Harry Styles was very funny.
Oh, I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, it was actually like, hey.
He's got a lot of tattoos and weird spots, though.
He also.
Why are you looking at his weird spots?
Way too.
I mean, eye contact.
He was in a tutu on Twitter today or something.
Oh. He is way too good looking to be funny, too. Like, you can't. It's my beef with Justin Timberlake. And that's what it is. He's good looking and he does like 10 different accents. Yeah. You can't be that good looking and funny.
I'm a big Justin Timberlake guy. I like him.
I am too. But mine's not like hatred towards it. Where Harry Styles, like, buddy, like, calm it down. Like, do something wrong. Like, Jiminy.
I went to the JT concert in Rupp.
How awesome
was
it?
Awesome.
Oh, he's good. That guy's good.
Drew, did you do the JT Jay-Z tour?
I did not. I've seen them both in person, but not at the same time.
I was going to Ariana Grande with the wifey, but she canceled on us.
Yeah, what was that? What was her deal? She like a Louisville fan or something?
I don't know. I think she's a Tennessee fan, honestly.
So that screams, we're better without her. That screams nobody bought my tickets.
True. Yeah.
It might have just been you.
No, I don't think so. She's pretty popular.
Yeah, well, she didn't just cancel out of the blue for nothing.
No, she's sick. That's the thing.
Yeah, which means nobody bought the tickets.
Yeah, that's what that
well,
means.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not, though.
But people will buy tickets for UT Martin next week.
And people are buying tickets to the KSR Football Podcast. So thanks for buying tickets, subscribing, rating, reviewing, doing all the above. You all don't realize how much we appreciate you listening to our nonsense each and every week.
And thank you to True Value this week, where you can get hammers.
And nails.
Yeah, they sponsored our
thanks, True Value
segment.
You building your own house? Just going out there with your new hammer?
I was in our neighborhood yesterday, matter of fact.
He's just got out his toolbox and just hammering away.
I think you should just build in our backyard.
I will.
That way we can save on property taxes.
Okay, we'll split cable.
Boom. Yeah.
We'll just attach our houses. I'll just cut off the back of ours and we'll start building.
Ooh, you can just get like a walkway just from each. Just cover it up. So if it rains, don't get rain on your head.
I like that.
It's a great idea. And it's a great idea for listening to the KSR Football Podcast. We'll see you all Saturday at the Krogue, getting ready to watch the Cats take down the Skyhawks.
Woo!
Go Cats.
Woo!
Go Krogering.
Bag them up. The technique.